say that.
So, y'all, I saw this and was just like, oh my goodness. Just to kind of see an example of basically like what y'all are talking about. It was like really sad. Okay? And I'm not kidding when I tell y'all. I don't know about you, but I'm a person that has a genuine, I'm a genuine soul. I'll just say that. So if people are sick, nothing about that is good or makes me happy. Because I told y'all, I just have a good spirit. I'm not a person that's a miserable soul out here that actually looks and hopes that people do bad and are doing bad or hope bad things happen to them. But yeah, so to see like what was happening with my coworker, I'm thinking like these people are so wicked and they are so evil. In more ways than one, if you personally ask me. I remember thinking like, God, y'all got problems. Mm-hmm. I told y'all, it's their mindset. You know? And I think to myself, I'm going to say this again, y'all. I don't know one person that doesn't work hard. I'm so serious. Like, when people try to tell me, oh, these people don't work hard. Y'all, what more can a person do than their best? To say that, because it's like, okay, I'm thinking, okay, these people are starting to sound a little loony being to me. I'm being so serious. What more can a person do than their best? They come to work every day, they show up on time, they do their shift, they do what they're told, they do what they're supposed to do, and then they leave. It's like, what are you expecting beyond that? And y'all, I cannot make this up. They'll try to find a way to me personally. What I've seen is they'll find a way to push people or make people into like a certain, I don't explain it, like energy, I guess they want them in. And I feel like the energy to me just, oh, this road is closed. Okay, the energy they want them in is to suffer. Y'all, they got this road closed. I'm like, why is this road closed? Okay, well, let's go to the other side. But yeah, y'all, I had to tell y'all about some of these things. Okay, so next I'm getting ready to discuss terrible working conditions. And the reason why I decided to make this, I wanted to make a live video about this so people could call in and talk about the horrific conditions of the working environment. Because for me, for companies to be making record profits, even amongst what's happening now, they actually like have no excuse. I'm being so serious, y'all. For them to be going through that, they have no excuse basically to not improve their corporations and the environments for us that work in them. Right? Right. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, so well, now y'all ain't got no excuse. You already said y'all be making record profits. They did this and the third. So I'm like, okay, well, you can fix all this stuff that's going on within your company. That's a problem. Problem one, you need to give people more money. You need to be giving them sign-on bonuses. And I said you need to be giving them literally little monthly, what do we call them? Stipends, if you want to. They do. I even said somewhere where I was like, especially during those working seasons where they know the turnover is high, right? Or the working seasons where, y'all, they know that it's going to be a lot of shortage. And trust me, companies know this because they run the numbers, by the way. Right? You should be offering workers bonuses. Is that the third? Oh, make this amount of money. Dude, did this just send me in a circle? Yes, it did. Okay. Right? Make this amount of money. Do this. X, Y, Z, yada. Right? I was just like, okay, and fix all the things that we literally don't have. So I'm going to tell y'all some of the ones that I saw online that people were telling me about their jobs. And I was like, see, this is the stuff I'm talking about. I was like, these people don't have any excuse to be like not having these things. Okay? First things first. Boom. I actually believe that every single corporation, I don't care what people do for a living, you need to be offering food for your employees every time. Because of the current condition in society, and these people know it, most people cannot afford groceries and or to be buying multiple things. Most people have to wait till they get home to cook, or worse, they're in a situation where they be like, well, I don't know how I'm gonna get food. So I personally believe if you're going in there with no energy, no this, how are you gonna be able to work your job and do this? And you only thing on your mind is, ooh, I'm hungry. You know what I mean? That's all you're gonna think about. You're not gonna think about what you need to do to be productive, to stay focused. They need to be offering free food, like I said, for every corporation. And there's no way these companies can tell me they can afford it, because remember, y'all, again, they told us they made record-breaking profits, right? Okay, so they don't have an excuse not to give us any of these things. That's why I tell people, this is my personal list of demands, you know, that I feel like they should do it everywhere, right? Okay, and mind you, I say this because this one was a new one to me. I didn't know that there were people who work at companies that didn't have this, which I thought was like a basic necessity. So basically there was someone who told me they work at a company where they don't even have a bathroom to go to the bathroom at. And I'm like, what? I thought she was joking. Yeah, they have nowhere to pee. Nowhere to pee, y'all. They literally tell them that when they have to go to the bathroom, they either have to wait till they get on break. Right? Mind you, who could hold their urine or bladder for God knows how long? I was like, oh, that's criminal. You know, to me, that sounds like some slumlord shit. You know, I'm like, nah, that's not normal. You're not supposed to be holding your urine. And it's weird that a company, thank you, honey. It's weird that a company is making this much money, but they can't put a bathroom in the facility or where people are working at? Nah. Okay, so apparently that's the thing. I had no idea. Okay, one girl said their company told them they're gonna get a porta potty, and they're gonna put porta potties outside for the employees to go outside and use the bathroom. Y'all, I was up here listening to this like, are you serious? Nah, that's crazy. They can't afford a bathroom with plumbing and tissue. I said, nah, they lost their mind now. Okay, you know, it just seems like they're trying to go back into, you know, like the Stone Age. That was crazy to me. There is no way a person should work somewhere they don't have a way to get a proper meal, you to feed them, and also you don't have a way for them to go to the bathroom. Y'all, I'm a person that when I go to work, I drink water all day, basically. Okay, if you don't know why, I drink water because it keeps me out of drama. If you don't believe me, I swear to God, I drink so much water that I usually have to go to the bathroom at least a few times during my shift. And you know why? It keeps you out of mess. People don't believe me. It works all the time. And not to mention, it keeps me hydrated, because I told y'all, I have seen people. Okay, lady, be careful. Don't be on my bumper now. You're a little bit too close now. Okay. I have seen people. Lady. Y'all, this old woman. Right. Come on now. Y'all, it's the way she is doing on my bumper. Lady, would you wait? Child, they'll be so focused trying to get over and, like, don't forget I'm in front of you, woman. Anywho, this is basically, yeah, y'all, this is what was happening. So, basically, yeah, they got them porta potties. How evil. Y'all, and then, you know, they don't put tissue, toilet paper in those little porta potties. And guess what else they had that some I ain't never heard of either? They have these things that are like portable sinks to wash your hands in as well, which that was new to me. Apparently, you got to step on it, and it pumps out water for literally like 10 seconds, and then you got to wait for it to refill, and then you hit it, you step on it again, and then it does the same thing. I was like, oh my God, this is ghetto. Y'all, like, I'm so serious. I was like, there is no way that this is real. Like, but this is a real thing, y'all. Like, people showed me pictures. I looked online and seen a video. The girl showed me where she had to step on the damn water thing every couple seconds to get a full, thorough washing of her hands. It was disturbing. And in my mind, I'm just like, that is not sanitary. Not to mention, I'm like, what if you're a woman on your cycle? Now, I'm going to talk about this issue because, personally, this is crazy to me. So, most of the times when I've worked in places, as a woman, right, every woman gets their monthly cycle. You know, we get our period every month. Okay, just being real with you, sometimes your period comes on random, right? It just does. Or sometimes, you know what I'm saying? It does. It comes on random. Y'all know what was so weird to me? Was watching and seeing them not have tampons and pads in the bathrooms, right? I swear that used to be a thing for years where anytime you went to any bathroom, they had tampons or pads in there. And what you do, you get it for a quarter, right? Yeah, they don't do that anymore. I used to be like, because I'm telling y'all, it would be so weird. And mind you, I've seen this happen when I was at work where I had a coworker, some of them, they would come on their period and they'd be like, oh my God. And you know, you start spotting and you're like, oh Jesus, I don't even want this to be an accident. So my coworker had to leave, go home to get her some pads and come back to work. And she had to change clothes and everything because, you know, it went through her clothes. Just random. And I'm thinking, if they would have had tampons and stuff in the bathroom for women like they usually do, you wouldn't even have to go home and come back just to do that. You know, now she got to change clothes and this because, you know, you can't walk around in bloody clothes all day. And I'm thinking, like, Jesus. You know, I'm just showing y'all examples. You know, that also is a problem. I found that out and couldn't believe it. Now, if you personally ask me, another thing I think companies should be doing, they need to be able to have showers and hygiene things for people there. Even now, that I think people can pay for, like little mini ones, but just because. Okay? I'm not kidding, y'all. It's crazy. Like, I've seen this so many times, and I was like, this is disturbing. It is. The disturbing part of it to me was watching and hearing about people's work environments, and I'm thinking, like, God, these people are so inhumane. I'm just like, what is wrong with them? Okay? Now, let's go into the next one. Now, this is one I actually think that maybe some people just don't think about, depending on, I guess, your work environment or where you are. I genuinely believe there needs to be some sort of place to, how should you say, like this, like in case of an emergency, where people should be able to sleep and or stay in. And I say that because I have seen so many emergency situations, like, for example, inclement weather, and we have natural disasters and stuff where people cannot leave their jobs because of the inclement weather, right? But I cannot make this up. If I have to stay at work due to inclement weather, why don't you have everything that's needed in case people are forced to stay there overnight or even longer, you know, due to whatever happens? For example, God forbid, but y'all, let's just say we get into a blizzard this year. We don't even know, but let's say we have a blizzard this year where the snow is 20 feet high, 30, 40 feet high. You snowed in at your job or you snowed in at home. How you gonna get to work? You understand what I'm saying? Or you have to stay there and there's nothing you can do because, look, all the Ubers are done, all the people, there's no way, right? Okay, that's another example of what I've thought about, and I think no one really talks about that issue either, right? Same thing, I had someone at my job tell me that they require the staff to get a hotel if you know there's going to be inclement weather. Okay, so let's be realistic. I'm pretty sure most people, if they're working and they're doing, we all, you know, the paycheck to paycheck like most of us, how are they going to be able to put money for a hotel on the side in case something like that happens? And y'all, then guess what? It's, to me, it's also worse if you have children. What if you can't do that? You know, I'm just thinking of different situations or different scenarios. What if you can't do that? So people got mad when I said, I also believe every corporation should have childcare. I don't care who disagrees. Everybody who thinks this is crazy is insane. I can't tell y'all the level of mothers and women I have met, even dads or single fathers who have been in a situation where they have to work and people cancel on them babysitting last minute, or something happens where there's just like no way they can take their children anywhere for anyone to watch them, but they have to work or they have to do something. I've just seen this too many times. And guess what? I've also seen so many single mothers and fathers and people lose their jobs because the job doesn't allow your children to be there. There's nowhere for them to go and you can't bring them with you. You can't sit your kids in the car while you're working. You can't do any of that. So I was just like, why don't these corporations, since they are making record-breaking profits, why don't they have on-center childcare centers there? Right. And I remember thinking to myself, you could literally put that in your paycheck if you wanted to. Say what y'all want to, but yes, I think that would help. Right? You can get a discount. Your kids can come there. It's just like so many things I've thought of that I'm telling y'all, it's so many people that overlook this stuff. And I do think it's a problem. Because mind y'all, I always think that people think it's just women, but it's men too, y'all. You know, I think sometimes people forget that it's a lot of single fathers in this world. A lot. Okay? I would like to say more than y'all probably believe, baby. It's a lot of single fathers out here. Okay? And just to let y'all know, yeah, some of those men are suffering and struggling too. So I thought about some of these same situations and was like, Jesus, you know, to hear corporations be this greedy and you're literally forcing people to not even have basic levels of necessities, you know, and things that you are like are none of your control type stuff on top of that is insane. You know, y'all see, it be reasons. Like, I came up with very good ideas about this. I was like, they have no excuse why they can't do this for the people that work for them, right? Mind you, right? Think about this, y'all. Just remember what I'm saying. You're putting your years into these companies. There's not a person I met that hasn't probably put years somewhere. I think we all have, right? We all have put years somewhere. This is the basic level things that they should give us. It's crazy to even consider that. Like, y'all have no excuse not to give people this. Okay, so this is the next thing I wanted to say too. So this is another idea, right? another thing I kept thinking about, and I'm gonna tell y'all why I say this, right? So I had always thought about the pipeline from college to working, right? And I'm gonna tell y'all why I say this. So for the longest time, I, of course, was in a generation where I told y'all where all these kids graduated from college and they didn't get jobs, right? They couldn't find jobs, they couldn't do this, right? So I used to think to myself, how come they could make something like a prison pipeline, but they couldn't make something like an education pipeline, right? So what that means is, let's say you have skills, right? Let's say you're a babysitter, let's say you do child education, you're a teacher, you're XYZ. How come companies just don't incorporate that into their business structure? That way, people, in a sense, could always have some level of work or job. So I'll give you an example, right? Remember how I just said the childcare idea, right? Where they should have this available so people could have daycare at work, okay? Hire the kids from college who are taking these things and build your company around it. And literally, you're going to constantly get employees. That way, and then mind y'all, I don't even know what the companies would complain about because it ain't nothing but a tax break all the way around. You're getting more money anyway. Like, I can't make up what I'm telling y'all. The more money is going to come from tax breaks from the level of kids. You get what I'm saying? Tax breaks from this. I've already considered the numbers, y'all. They would make, this would be a great idea, trust me. Profitable wise too. They actually have no reason why they shouldn't have been did this. I just want y'all to know this is an example. You can provide secure locations for these things, XYZ. And mind y'all, this would also have you, I cannot make this up, the level of people that will be banging their head against a door to get a job like this where they could bring their kids, drop them off at daycare, right? They're comfortable. They know their kids are safe. You're getting a good meal. Your kids are getting a good meal, right? When you leave and going home, guess what? Your kids are too. Everybody's getting paid. I literally was like, there's actually no reason why they shouldn't do this. And I say that, y'all, because from my understanding, now this is just me, from my understanding, I see basically like a lot of people have issues with childcare. I can't tell y'all the level of this. I had one mom, we were talking about this, and she was talking about that's why she works nights and stuff, right? And I was telling her that I consider opening up a night daycare where all kids could come there and, you know, they'll sleep, they'll do their homework, they'll do XYZ, they'll get their snacks, and in the morning they'll be fed breakfast, right? That's all I'll do, you know, in that sense. And I'll read to them and they'll learn things while they're there. And I said, when they get off in the morning, the moms could just come and pick their kids up for the people who work on nights. And she goes, oh my God. She's like, if you do that, she's like, girl, I promise you. She's like, my baby would be the first person to sign up for something like that. And I thought to myself, So then, of course, you know, I start coming up the other day. I was like, I wonder how I could make this into like a corporation to do something for people. I told y'all who are like working moms, working dads and stuff like that. And I saw this a lot. Now, mind y'all, I told you, they said they got record-breaking profit sales. So, you know, you have to ask yourself, I'm being real when I realize this could benefit a lot of people. And then, too, make people way less stressed about what they're going to do. So, I'll give y'all an example of how this childcare thing will be really huge if this is something that pays off. Okay, I'm going to explain to you. The level of people that I realize have to worry about food for their children, where are their kids gonna go, what's gonna happen, how are they gonna do this, this would eliminate all of that. And mind you, people get jobs based around their children. They do. For example, if your job is here, right, you know you're gonna have to have what, transportation to pick your child up from XYZ. You know you're gonna have to give them snacks, food, because they're gonna get hungry when they get there, and by the time you pick them up, right, I start thinking about all the things you could basically eliminate that this could be possible for, right? I just like, you know, my mom was like, boop, let's just go there, right? I'm putting the numbers together, I'm running everything, and I'm thinking like, man, this would be really, really good, like really, really big if something like this happened. So then, right, this is the next thing I start thinking about, right? You know who also came into my mind? People who do traveling work, or people who are truck drivers, or people who do shipping logistics, XYZ. Okay, you know why? Military families. You know why, y'all? Because I think no one actually considers that either. Think about all the people who have served in our military in our country currently. Okay? Whether y'all know this is true or not, they don't always get everything you think they do. I'll just put it like that. Okay? And here is what's crazy about this. Like, I want you to like really hear my idea. Because you have to really understand to like really get it. You know, you really gotta understand. And so then I started realizing, like, oh my God, I was like, they could literally just make this, do this, right? I said, have this corporation. I said, do this for kids, do this for the families. And I'm telling y'all, I can tell you right now, the level of people I know who have children that would literally sign up to work if all of those problems were eliminated with one thing. They could do it. Mind you, these corporations have the money. They could do this. It's like not something that's even impossible. I say that, y'all, because every time I will tell people my ideas, which I know are fantastic. I told you, I'm really a genius. People just don't believe it. You know, most of the times, I tell them that they're to benefit people. Keep telling people I'm the solution. I am not the problem, right? And I realized that when I first started, you know, bringing up my ideas, the number one thing I kept hearing people tell me was that, oh, no one's going to do that, or that that's crazy, or that that's impossible. No, it's not, actually. This is not only realistic. It will solve, my God, so many issues. I can't tell y'all how many single parents or parents want to work. To say people don't want to work is, again, gaslighting. It's, oh, my God. It's just the level of gaslighting. When really, okay, and then I looked at it like this, too, y'all. Think about average paycheck, okay? I'm going to be real, because I'm not scared to tell y'all what, you know, what I'll make. I told you, I'm a person that probably makes like $40,000 a year or something. Okay? Right? Okay. The average paycheck, when I think of this, y'all do realize that people that have degrees are making basically the exact same amount of money as a person like me who has a trade. That's crazy to me. Okay? And I'm talking about folks that got masters, everything. Okay? And if they make that, right, depending on how in demand their degree is or the position or XYZ, right? So this is another thing where I was explaining to y'all how the college thing can come into play with this type of thing of corporation. I was like, they should have just built a college to corporation pipeline, because I was like, if you're going to make something a success, I said, why not make it to where it benefits people? Now, mind you, let's not get this confused with the communism, a communist society, because that is not what I'm trying to do, okay? I don't force people to be social. I don't force people to do things they don't want to do. But I know for a fact that this problem is so huge that I realize it suffocates people. It suffocates their dreams, their lives. It suffocates their ability to be able to want to do more for their families. Like, it suffocates them, right? And mind you, I told you, I'm a person that has no children, but I know friends who have kids. I know married women that have families, and I see it. I see the panic in them. I see what they go through. And I was like, oh my God, this could be so simple, right? This could be so simple. Now, since we're on the subject of this, right? I will tell y'all this. I genuinely think this is a true possibility. I don't think this is something that's delusional. I don't even think it's something out of reach. I believe they could create something like this literally within a few years. Literally. That's all it would take. It literally would probably take 3 to 5 years. Now, of course, the first few years, you're going to be working out the kinks. So don't, you know, I'm just letting you know, don't expect perfection. I'll say that. But I know my idea is very good. And I know this is something that, if I'm for real, humanity could literally get done. And y'all, here's the betterment of it, right? You could create, now this is just me, okay? I'm not one of those people that believe in, I guess you say, divisive measures. But I also thought about what they're going to do with the migrants, okay? Now, some people will like this and some people won't, but I'm going to say it anyway. As far as the immigrants or the migrants that's here, right? I don't know if you guys heard, but I did hear that they were possibly given the migrants work permits, right? Where they're going to be able to come here. They're going to be able to work, okay? They're going to be able to have a job, and they're going to be able to be in a society. Now, do I have an issue with that? Nope, because I feel like as long as they pay taxes, I actually genuinely think it'll be great for these people to start working because of what's happening in the field. Now, here's the problem that I thought about with this. I'm pretty sure they're not going to try to pay these people nothing. Pennies. And I'm telling you, that shit's going to be a problem in the future. Because you got to realize, when you're in a destitute or desperate type situation, like how they have these immigrants and migrants set up, people need to hear this, but they're not going to barely give them anything. They're not. Everybody, y'all, and it's so weird because when I've tried to talk about this before, I think the strangest thing was, when people were basically trying to tell me otherwise, it was crazy. And I'm just like, okay, y'all, listen, I have thought about this 10 different ways, and I told y'all, okay, you know my zodiac sign, I told y'all I'm a Libra. This is what This is what I do, okay? You know, you got to let my brain work. I know what I'm talking about. Told you, all the possibilities. Now, I will say this as well, because this is something else I thought about too. I also wanted to include the elderly population. The reason why I want to talk about this is because I think a lot of people do not consider this when I think about the elderly. Now, mind you, the elderly cannot work past a certain time period. They just can't. They no longer have the physicality to do the same things you could do when you're younger. But, go ahead, baby. But they do deserve to, you know, get certain things. And I was like, they should not be worried about food, housing, whatever, either. They did their due diligence in society. They did what they're supposed to do. And, you know, it's crazy that I'm telling y'all in the current time period that we live in. Okay, let me just let this person go. In the current society of the time period that we live in, this is just what's happening, right? Now, let's go to this part. Oh, God. Okay, baby. Come on. Y'all, these people with these cigarettes. Y'all, I be seeing people smoking all day. I know these stress levels is high right now, okay? Now, this is another thing. I wanted to add this, too. I know some people think, how I feel about the migrants, this, that, the third. Now, if you've never heard any of my other videos, I've already told people my opinion about the migrants. I need people to understand, if anything you should be mad at, you need to be mad at your government. They're the cause of this. It's not the migrants. It's literally the government. They're the ones that are approving these things. They're the ones that are accepting what's happening, and they are the ones that's giving the green light and the okay. You understand? It's not them. So for me, I've already told people my idea about this. I've already said that as far, and I know people are going to disagree with me, but I need you to hear me out on this. In order to do certain levels of progression in society, eventually humanity is going to have to come together. That's hard for people to hear, but it's true. Okay, like, think about it like this, y'all. Okay, if other places around the world, inflation is so high, where they don't have any resources and they can't live, right? You do realize that here in America, no matter how many resources, okay, and whatever's going on, you do realize that if people here keep dying and they don't work, and of course we're not producing children, who else is going to continue what's happening? You understand? You can't, like, I feel like people are not looking at it in a sense of thinking about it, like I told y'all, years in advance. We're not having children like that no more. People are not producing what they used to. There is no way you're going to have humanity come together unless you actually bring people from all over the world. I know people don't like that here in America, but that's the truth. Like, you're going to realize what I'm saying is real. It's just like, okay, y'all, come on now, like, okay. You know, it's one of those situations where it's like, are you going? Right? It's one of those situations where you're going to realize, y'all, these people have to work. Thank you. Because of what I'm telling y'all is true. Who else is going to run? Like, I cannot make this up, y'all. People just do not believe me. I thought about this probably like 10,000 different ways. But nothing yet has untriggered what I'm realizing. Right? It's like, okay, y'all, so let me ask some of y'all this. This is for people here in America, right? Now, I will tell you this. As long as I personally feel like these people get jobs and they pay taxes, I actually do not care that they come here. My only issue is they need to make sure these people are tested for sicknesses, illnesses, diseases, you know, COVID, okay? They need to make sure some of these people are what, have the proper vaccines in them and stuff like that. They do. And I hate to say that, but it's true. Like the, like they got to be tested for tuberculosis. We need to make sure they don't have no hepatitis, yada, yada, yada. All of those things is what I'm trying to explain, right? Okay. And then here is another subject, because I know, y'all, this is hard for people to hear too. But no matter how many times I realize this, at some point, y'all are going to see, you know, I hate to say, we're going to either live to see it happen, or you're going to hit that aha moment where it's going to be like, damn, okay, this is true. Right? Does that make sense? I be hoping it do, y'all. I always genuinely hope it does. So then, now this is just another example of what it is, okay?
Ooh, y'all just got something in my eye. Jesus Christ. And yes, y'all, I already know what some people are thinking. I do. Yeah, I do. I genuinely know what some people are already thinking. After they get this done, I basically said they need to have a, what is it called? Like an immigrant tax or something. Where basically, if they want to work here, they want to live here, they can, but they would have to pay, I told y'all, that monthly fee, right? And literally be able to build up the economy. Because you have to realize what I just explained to y'all. I have not forgotten that I told y'all the food level shortages. I have not forgotten what I explained to people about what's currently happening here. You understand what I'm saying? But how else are we going to get the funds, the money, the XYZ? Okay? You also have to have people putting this back in. Because I keep telling people, I'm not lying when I say every child is not going to end up working for a corporation. That's like the reality that we live in. And literally, the way our generations are currently going, all of the kids as well, whether y'all realize this is true or not, it's the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's just not, some of that stuff is just genuinely not a possibility. I want y'all to sit and think about it. Now, I want you to say this. Do I think it's okay that some of these people and these communities come and they should be able to just be in other people's communities and have things? Nope. It's one of those situations. Y'all know I'm not kidding. When I say I have thought about this, man, too many different ways. Yeah, I have. How did they know I wanted an ice cream cone? Look at that. Probably.
You know what? I'll just drive there. I was gonna get it from here, y'all, but then I realized it is probably smarter if I just get it from something free. Y'all, I had to talk about this. I have thought about this so many different ways, but I realized all of this is literally a possibility. Now, another thing I want to bring up is this. This is, I think, a very, very positive and good idea. But I will tell y'all that I do not think every single person will like this or go along with it. I'll say that. Okay? This idea is about, I told y'all, people like me who, I would rather grow, cook my own things, take care of myself, have my own little community. Okay? Now, that's a whole nother, it's not for everybody. We'll just say it like that. I have met enough people to kind of just basically have a simple realization that y'all, certain things are just not for everybody. Like, it's just not. I'm realizing that in our current society that we live in, everyone just does not want to be a part of the way our system and things are ran. I'm one of them, I agree. Because I realized, I'm like, well, I could grow my own food, I could XYZ, but I told y'all, it's different because of, I guess, how I grew up. I told you, I grew up in Tennessee. So if you grew up in the country or certain cities or certain things where you had old school people teach you stuff, it's very different. Growing up in that versus people like me who grew up in the city is different. right? You're used to certain levels of comfort. I'll just say that. That's a better way of saying it. But I've seen this to the point where it's going to become a problem. Yep, I can see it. I know there are some people right now that do not agree with what I just said about the whole immigration thing. And that's fine. I always know that. But I am telling y'all, have you thought about how our society is going to continue to run when we don't have children that are not being born? We don't have people in the best conditions of health or XYZ. Okay, well, y'all, have you thought about who's going to work? Who's going to be able to continue certain things? And I want to tell y'all, mind you, a job sometimes isn't always people working or clocking out. Sometimes your job would have to be a mom. Some people's jobs require certain things that I'm telling you that you just have a natural knack of. Right? I keep telling people in the future, I know for a fact, everybody who knows how to plant a garden are going to be highly sought after. Everybody who knows how to cook or do certain things is going to be highly sought after because of our society. People who know how to sew. Like the old school traits that I'm telling y'all, people just... These are trades that people just don't do anymore. Like, they don't really exist. And I already know somebody's going to tell me something about technology. Okay? I will tell you, just, you know, save your energy on that one. I do. I know somewhere somebody's going to tell me something about technology. I just already know. Exactly. You know, I see it all the time. But I realize this will be a sufficient thing in society. Y'all, not only would people actually be way more happier, it will solve a lot of stress on people. Didn't I tell y'all that's why I hate working morning shift? Ugh. Do not want to be around people in the morning because they have the... I'm telling y'all. Everybody will tell me, oh, that's not true. Y'all, like, I ain't worked in my field, though. Like, okay. I swear, there's nothing more irritating than hearing people talk to you like you don't know yourself and your own experiences. It's like, okay. But, yeah, I do. I believe people in the morning are bitter, and they hate talking to people. They hate that they just had to wake up. They had to do a whole bunch of shit. They have yet to process whatever's happening and all that. Yeah. Okay. You know, I just want to point some of those things out in case some of you are wondering. Or maybe you haven't thought about it in the same way that I have. But this is true. I'm telling y'all, this is going to be a problem. I've definitely seen the side, definitely in the future. I was just like, Because then I wanted to ask y'all this. Have y'all thought about what would happen in this world if people that are mothers and fathers, like, lose their jobs? I already know some people are in their mind thinking, like, oh, this couldn't possibly happen or X, Y, Z. But it kind of does, like, every other day, basically. And, you know, I see people on the street. I see folks that's homeless every other day. I see this stuff all the time. And my first thought process is just, like, they should have been did what I was talking about. Like, this should have been solved. This should have been done. You know, it's one of them things, like, okay, what are they waiting on, you know? Now... Here's something else I was considering too, in case y'all are wondering, oh, what do you mean what I think? Okay, I want y'all to look at this way too, about what I just said about the parents. If you don't know this, so I want y'all to see how our systems are set up, because you need to understand how destructive they are as well. This is why I'm proposing my ideas, the things I'm telling you about, so you can understand of why I thought of this 10 different ways, you know? Okay, if a parent loses their job, okay, and they are no longer able to afford to take care of their children. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Doesn't matter if you're a two-parent household. You guys know that legally in our state laws, the U.S., look it up. It's in our Constitution. If you are not able to take care of your children, the state will own your children. I'm not lying. Look it up. This is real. That's crazy as hell that happens. But I'm just explaining to you all this so you understand of like what I'm getting down, you know, like what I'm putting out. Okay, I'm gonna say it again. If a parent, okay, is shown to be financially irresponsible or some other measures, mentally, all this other stuff, stress, people will call what they call it, DFACS, right? Division of Family and Children Services. That's what it means, right? they will call these offices on these families and they will take these people's kids. And do y'all know how psychotic a person is if someone tries to take their children? I have seen it. It's really great. Like, people, it's not safe for nobody in an environment like that. And that's why I'm telling y'all or explaining to you the levels of things that I have thought about over and over again. I was like, this is nuts. That this is like really a possibility that I'm thinking. I don't even think some parents even realize what I just said. Like, I don't even think you realize. It's like, I feel like they're trying to do that in some way. It's weird, but, you know, think about it, right? They're trying to make sure you don't have enough to work, pay childcare, do this, get your kids food, get your kids clothes, X, Y, Z. You want a mental breakdown away from this. You know, and I'm thinking, why don't they just be a solution and help? Right. Why keep making things a certain way, but you're not helping? Okay. Y'all see what I'm saying? I was like, wow. And I sat there and thought about that last night. I just decided to read the law last night. I was looking up things about the law, things about taxes, and I was looking up stuff about our current society and how I think parents and parental things work. Okay, if you don't know, I'm a person that's adopted. Okay, so I was adopted by someone. It's very different for me. I will tell you that it is. It's very different for me in that sense. I know, y'all. You had to basically hear all this. Because it's really crazy. It is. The more I pretty much think about it, I'm just like, oh my God. Do I think it's disturbing? Very. Yeah, because I'm just thinking, man, if this happens in society and we live to see this be like some global thing or XYZ, and then they basically be telling people that you can't do this, man. And if y'all don't think this is real, this has happened before in our history. I know. I'm telling y'all. That's why I be looking up this stuff. Yep. It's happened in our history before. Where this has happened somewhere. And I'm telling y'all, they were taking people's children. Because the state started saying that people are no longer eligible or... What is the correct term? They're no longer... They no longer have the requirements, or they can no longer provide their child with a stable environment. And they were taking people's kids. Shit was crazy. And I'm like, why is... Y'all, these are days when I'm like, why is this not in the history books? That shit should have been put in the history books. I was like, this is crazy. And it became, I guess, such a terrible situation. Now, I don't know to the extent of everything. I'm only looking... I told you, I have to research things on certain web platforms that are not... accessible to all public forums. I'll just say that. So yeah, telling y'all, I seen this too many times and I was just like, wow. I had to tell y'all about this today. I was like, boy, I wanted to share this because I was thinking about all these things I've seen other people go through, experience, and I think to myself, like, right, how could they make certain things into a better situation? Okay, Carl, like, make up your mind where you want to go, buddy. Come on now. Level right, level right. It is strange, y'all. I will tell you that, yes, in the current society we live in, I was not kidding when I said that. It is strange. Safe, man. These people. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Side note, y'all. We'll pause on this conversation for a second. I want to tell you about this. So, when I was going to work yesterday, tell me why, y'all, it was this 20-mile accident on the highway. And it's, oh, my, y'all, I cannot express to you how long it took me to get over there. Like, it was crazy how long it took me to get to one side. I was like, this is ridiculous. Oh, y'all. It felt like terror. Talking about 20 miles of just like thousands of cars, and it was on both ends. It was some car wreck that was just like terrible, where they said it was like 4 or 5 cars got into a wreck that the police had to come and this. And I'm thinking, they had to get people to come move the vehicles. It was just a nightmare. Yeah, I had to to tell you about that. I was like, God. And I wasn't even expecting it, to be quite honest. I pretty much was looking at all this stuff like, okay, come on, come on. And y'all, here I am thinking I'm finna get to work like really, really, really fast. I had an interview with him. When? Y'all, I swear. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I think I do have that still. Let me see if I can find this. I don't think I can even find this one. Oh. Yeah, I think I don't even know where this email is. I'm going to have to wait till this one again, because I ain't going to be able to even see this. But yes. Oh, man, y'all. I thought about this so many times, and then this was another thing I kept thinking about too. Remember when I told you the vision I had, where I told you it was crazy, where it was like people was being evicted like left and right, and they have no homes or nothing like that. And I just remember thinking when I saw how insane it was, I told you it was like chaos, and I just kind of couldn't believe it, because it just seemed truly, like I told y'all, dystopian, like pandemonium. Like, y'all know how usually when you see those movies, they'll tell you there's, like, fires and stuff everywhere. They'll be like, people gonna blow stuff up and, you know, riot and, you know, do whatever. But that's not gonna be enough to make the public do certain things. And if you don't know, what is it called? I was talking to people about, yes, martial law. That's what I was thinking of. I'm like, what is this damn term? Martial law is what I was looking at. Yeah, that was another one, y'all. That was just one I couldn't believe either. But I also was thinking about this too. I don't know, y'all. It just seems so strange. In the society and the things we live in, I don't know. I'm telling y'all, it just seems so freaking strange. It is. It's the world we live in. Truly dystopian. I just realized I was gonna go to this one place, but then I thought about this one. Their ice cream is better. And their cones are better. They used to have this one that was really good, like years for years, but I guess they stopped making it because it depends on how popular stuff is. I liked it though. But I guess they don't make it anymore. Damn, that's crazy. So what did some of y'all think about my idea? I thought about this for so long, and I remember thinking like, man, this could help so many people. I was like, God, this is so possible. And then too, I don't know about y'all, but something about people being stressed, I don't like being around it. I don't want to see you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to deal with you. None of that shit. I don't want nothing about those environments. Okay? But I see this all of the time. Let's see. I got this cup here. I have not been here in so long. Boy, how the time has passed. Hey, do y'all still have that like that Oreo waffle cone, just the ice cream cone?
No, we don't no more.
They're not gonna ever bring it back?
I don't think so.
Damn. Damn. Okay. How much is it just for one ice cream cone?
Say what?
How much is it for one ice cream cone?
Oh no, we don't have like no cones.
No. What?
Yeah.
They got rid of the cones?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how much is it for the little cup?
Say in a cup?
Yeah. Dang.
$1.91.
How big is the cup?
Like the small cup.
Okay. Okay. Let me take that, please.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Did it work? I like getting ice cream when it's cold outside. I just do. They make the best one. Theirs is more creamy. Yep. It tastes better. I cannot believe that. They didn't get rid of the dang cones. Didn't I tell you these companies is just cutting? Damn, they cutting everything. I love an ice cream cone. What's the cone part? Damn. Y'all just cannot believe that. They used to have these ice cream cones here, right, where they made them out of, I think, Oreos or something. It was so freaking good. And then they stopped making it. I'm like, and now they just put it in plastic. Y'all cannot tell me that's crazy. Plastic, I believe, costs more than a waffle cone to make, don't it? Man. Right, that means that would make this more expensive. Man, man, man. Ice cream is so creamy. Well, no more waffle cones, y'all. Because it ain't making no more. Good. I need this little ice cream cone. This side note real quick. Can I tell men how annoying it is when you rev your engine? We don't think it makes you look cool. It's so irritating. Oh my god. Mm-mm. There is no woman that is impressed by that. If you're a man and you think it's cool, all I can say is good for you, bud. But no one cares. It's just a very annoying sound. This was good. purchase it for one.